אנגלית, שאלון זין, מודיול ג'י, גרסה א', תפשין סמכת, מועד ב'. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה, החזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7. Volume control. Standing in a coffee shop in London's Soho district, Julian Treasure isn't happy with what he hears. To him, the noises bouncing around the cafe, the rumble of an espresso machine, the hum of a refrigerator, the blaring music, sound like money slipping away. With all this going on, he says, you're not likely to stick around for a second cup. As head of the sound agency in London, Mr. Treasure wants businesses to realize that the wrong noise can have economic consequences. Sound affects mood, he explains, yet most of the sounds around us are unplanned. It's long been known that sound can alter emotions and behavior, so why not use it to amplify profits? Mr. Treasure's thriving agency designs audio environments for its clients, replacing irritating sounds with more appealing ones. It's a novel approach to an old idea. While many businesses have mastered the art of influencing shoppers through sight or smell, using eye-catching displays or pleasant aromas to attract customers, few have focused on the smart use of sound. But that's changing. The U.S. firm Muzak, for instance, which used to specialize in bland elevator music, now supplies some 400,000 shops, restaurants, and hotels around the world with songs tailored to their specific needs. In Mr. Treasure's opinion, even when companies recognize the importance of sound, they need outside help to get it right. He offers the example of a chain of British toy shops where, in 2005, his agency replaced nursery rhymes and kiddie pop with relaxed classical music. The chain was thinking of the kids, he explains, forgetting that the spending power belongs to the parents, who don't necessarily want to be bombarded with toddlers' tunes. With the new music in place, sales increased by up to 10%. This is also consistent with a basic rule of retailing. Slow is good. People who don't feel rushed are apt to spend more time in the store, increasing the chances that they will actually buy something. An unhurried customer is therefore an ideal customer, and a mix of classical pieces or soothing undefined noise has been shown to encourage shoppers to slow down, relax, and make more purchases. A drummer in two rock bands in the 1970s and 1980s, Mr. Treasure may seem an unlikely figure to introduce companies to the commercial value of sound. But his three-year-old firm appeared at a time when businesses were waking up to the full possibilities of stimulating all the senses. And as marketing specialist Tim Dennison points out, growing competition for the attention of time-pressed consumers is forcing more and more businesses to focus on the total sensory experience they provide. The message is loud and clear. The way to customers' wallets is through their senses. Questions. Answer questions 1 to 7 in English according to the article. In questions 1, 5, and 6, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. The examples in lines 2 and 3 are given in order to show that certain kinds of sounds, 1, are typical of coffee shops. 2, can hurt business. 3, are recommended by the sound agency. 4, do not affect mood very much. 2. What can we understand from the sentence, but that's changing, line 13? Complete the answer. Nowadays, businesses, 3. What does the story of the toy store show, lines 17 to 22? Put a V by the two correct answers. 1. Why stores should change their music from time to time. 2. How people's taste in music has changed. 3. How sound experts can be of use to stores. 4. Which businesses best understand the importance of sound. 5. What kinds of mistakes sound experts can make? 6. Why stores must identify their customers correctly? 4. According to both the third and fourth paragraphs, lines 17 to 27, how can store owners promote sales? 5. From the phrase, an unlikely figure, lines 28 and 29, we can understand that the writer would not have expected Mr. Treasure to, 1. Know a lot about sound. 2. Like classical music. 3. Become a business advisor. 4. Look for another career. 6. What can we understand from Tim Dennison, lines 28 to 34? 1. Why people have less time to go shopping. 2. Why the experience of shopping is changing. 3. Which kinds of sensory experience customers prefer. 4. Why it's important to increase competition between businesses. 7. Give a fact from the article which helps explain why the sound agency is thriving. Line 9. Take your answer from another paragraph. Part 2, Written Presentation. Write 120 to 140 words in English on the following topic. Write in ink, not in pencil. Pay careful attention to handwriting. Make sure you write legibly and to the point. 8. An international teen magazine has asked readers to write on the following topic. It has been suggested that in order to increase road safety, everyone with a driver's license should be required to take another driving test every 5 years. Do you agree or disagree with this suggestion? Write a passage for the newspaper stating and explaining your opinion. Use this page and the next, numbers 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
בהצלחה.